Hello, my name is Xavier Mercado, and this is Spearhead Conversations. Today, I'm joined by special guests, Gego Inoni. Let's get it. A long time coming.
What's up, man? How's it going?
It's been good.
Good to see you.
Hey, man, same here. A long time this has been coming. It's been about a year, man, trying to make this work. From the island to the city, these men are making a footnote in this game. Reggaeton artists that are just not settling for less.
You're damn right.
And now on top of that, they got some legacies on them. Yeah. But I've been watching them, you know, the ambition, the drive. I've been inspired.
Thank you.
With the utmost respect, they here today. So without further ado, how you doing, Gego? How you doing,
man? Hey. Doing great, man.
Hey,
we're good, man. Happy to be here. We've been following you as well, man. Hey. We love what you're doing.
I appreciate it, man.
We met up a couple times before, man. It just never happened.
Hey, man, busy schedules, bro. You know like how that go.
I feel like 6 months passes like in a week, brother.
Yeah, for sure, man. Well, you guys be traveling a lot too, man.
We try to.
That's our thing too.
Sheesh.
Aside from the music, that's like our thing too. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Other than that, how you been otherwise? The music coming in?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Let's do this. My boy's got it.
Yeah, we've been a little quiet, but we've been working on some stuff. That's
I believe it, man. Yeah. Last summer you had jumping with that Hers song you put out, dog.
Yeah, that was fantastic. It was fantastic to work on a song that, like, it's not our typical thing.
It was our first cover.
It's our first
that
cover.
That was a cover, right? Yeah. Who's a...
Don Toliver.
Toliver, yep.
Gunna.
Yep. He fired.
Yeah.
He fired.
Yeah.
But
I love Don
the track you guys put out, even the visual on that, man. Yeah. I was watching it today.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Man. I appreciate it, man.
Well, most definitely. So we finally here. So let's just let's jump into it,
let's
dog.
Let's get it.
Hey.
Mama ya.
So where were y'all born? We'll start off with you, Noni.
Well, I was born here. I was luckily born in Milwaukee, 414. You're in the vibes of the East Side.
Okay.
That's where I'm from.
Got you.
Yeah,
you
so good? I'm the older brother. Hey. I was born in Puerto Rico.
Okay.
San Juan, Puerto Rico. Tio Piedras.
All right.
MH en la casa, Monteatillo.
Oíte.
But I was born with my fingers conjoined on my, right here, my left hand.
Okay.
Yeah, and then my mom was trying to get me operated in Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the healthcare over there is not the same as over here. We have family here. She called, and they brought me over to go to Children's Hospital, get operated. And then my mom was like, we're staying.
You want to hear something crazy? Yeah. I ain't never said this on the record, so we just going to say, I was supposed to be born in Puerto Rico. And Vieques. Is that where Vieques, where they're stationed, the Navy base?
Yeah.
And last minute, my mom was like, wasn't feeling my padre, hopped on the plane.
We out.
You know what my name was supposed to be?
What?
Francis.
Oh. It's funny that you say that, because my mom said if I was a girl, I'd be named Serena.
Yeah.
And that's my girlfriend's name.
Oh, like, crazy,
man.
Hey,
man.
Yeah.
Crazy,
the way, well, you got Xavier, bro. So don't
deal with it, man. Deal with it, man.
Deal with it. But how was y'all childhood?
It was good, man. We, our family probably struggled. We just didn't notice it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they did everything possible for that. We didn't notice it. We got everything we wanted. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
We could tell she was struggling, but we really couldn't tell. We couldn't tell. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, my mom worked two jobs, my uncle as well. Mm-hmm. So, our immediate family that moved over here, because most of our family stayed in Puerto Rico, mm-hmm. was my mom, my uncle. Shout out to Vic. He's right here with us.
Yeah. Gotcha.
And my grandma. So my grandma, obviously, she took care of us at the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then my uncle and my mom would work two shifts just to pay the bills and get us going to school, get us clothes, get us right. But we can never tell we were struggling or anything like that, man. They did a really good job. But yeah, you know how it is. They moved from over there trying to get us to be able to go to college, better future.
Better school, too.
Well, they grinded it out, and now look at the product of what they made, dog.
Yeah, we're working for
it. Thank you, mommy.
But that's a beautiful thing. Here, let's do this for your mom.
Hey.
Let's do that. Thank you, mom. But it's a beautiful thing. Yeah, I ended up being born in the South Bronx.
Okay.
And then I was
New
there.
York?
Yeah, but then six months I was over here, so it wasn't all that.
You don't wear Tims every day. It's just
today. Yeah, damn right. but what type of hobbies were you into growing up?
I mean, I've definitely been the computer guy, the basketball video game guy, but not really the outdoorsy guy. He's the outdoorsy, athletic
one. Yeah, I'm really into sports.
I'm the computer guy making beats. I'm the little nerd. It's
cool. There you go.
Whatever.
Yeah, but growing up, we say that growing up, we wouldn't stay like after school. We couldn't do any after school activities till we were like in high school and whatnot, just because of my mom's schedule, my uncle's schedule. We had to be with grandma, so yeah, we didn't experience like sports and stuff like that or after school activities till we were in high school.
Got you. Well, I mean, growing up Puerto Rican, you know, there's a lot of rhythm in the in the soul.
Oh man,
what's your earliest memory y'all find in music?
It's crazy that I'm gonna say this because I've never even talked about this. Yeah. This is a great question. When I was a kid, my grandma used to hold me on her leg and go like this and corre, corre, caballito, corre, corre, caballito, corre. So when I got older and my uncle had kids, she would do that to them. I'm like, wait, I remember that.
Yeah.
So it was just like a little salsa, but she was singing the caballito song. And I'm like, that's crazy.
That's crazy, dog. Hey, that's crazy. The melodies stick with you.
They do. To this day, I remember this, to this day.
Yeah. Mike's brother, our grandma's brothers, they're all percussionists in Puerto Rico.
Oh, look at
that.
They
play for really big bands. Hector Lavoe.
Yeah.
Grupo Nietzsche, all types of stuff.
They play for a lot of big artists, so salsa was really big in our household. Mm-hmm. Mommy cleaning the house.
For sure.
Saturday. Oh,
every Sunday, dog. Sunday morning, dog.
Yeah, you hear the song playing, I'm like, man, I can't cross the kitchen. I got to wait till the floor dries. You know what I'm saying?
Yo. Man, but... you know, musical influence, you would say Hector Lavoe, Mark Anthony, well, who else, dog?
Absolutely.
Let's drop the legends.
That's a lot. I mean, for me at least, because I grew up in a different era than he did, Michael's big for me.
Yeah.
Usher's big for me. Like, for sure. Watching that halftime show, I mean, a lot of people loved it, but I thought it was just so cool to see one of my icons.
I was 89. So, what year were you?
95.
95? Damn, you make me feel old.
92.
You too?
91.
Okay, so you're more from my era, but I definitely, I remember listening to Usher for the first time. You got it, you.
It was a whole vibe, so it was just like seeing these icons is pretty cool. We have different icons. He has like, he's more into like the underground reggaeton. Mm-hmm. Reggaeton was already a big thing when I grew up, so I'm more into like the commercial guys, I don't know, it's a little different.
But taking it back, what do you remember mommy listening to? Like, who were the artists you remember mommy listening to?
Oh man, I mean, it was bachata person.
Bachata.
Aventura.
Yeah, Aventura was big.
Oh my lord. Every day,
look at that.
Fire.
Man, La India too.
Oh, fantastic. She had a good voice.
La India was huge.
I just interviewed not so long ago. Her name is Alicia.
Shout out to Alicia.
Man.
Oh, right
voice.
Here?
Great voice.
Yes, that's the sister.
Yeah, man. Well, I'm telling you, you already know the voice, man. Yeah. It's a beautiful thing. You know what I mean? But she reminds me a lot, especially the song she just dropped.
Yeah, man. Yeah, right.
Now that you say that, I never thought about it like that.
Yeah, man.
Very true. Very true.
But, you know, high school. Let's talk about school. What type of students were you?
Oh, 2.5. But I was great 2.5.
Yeah.
Solid 2.5. Yeah, solid. No issues with it.
I'm gonna talk about myself real quick. I remember I was a really good student all the way through high school, but like I said, we didn't really have a lot of liberty or like freedom.
Mm-hmm.
So then I kind of rebelled a little bit in high school. Sorry, mommy. I gave her a little headaches here and then because I wasn't the best in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was like my first taste of freedom, and I wanted more.
Oh, I understand, bro.
And you know how Latina moms and Latina households.
Yeah.
Right, yep, la chancla's coming out.
La correa, bro.
La chancla go through walls.
Hey, yeah, for real, dog.
Yeah, but we always, like, we knew what the priorities were.
Mm-hmm.
Mommy made it very clear, although we gave her headaches here and there, but. We were good students for the most part. We didn't like behave.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Love
bad. Class clown. I ain't gonna lie to you. I was a class clown. Yeah.
That's pretty much it. But other than that, like we knew what we had to do though.
For sure, man. So with high school, you know what I mean? Did y'all have a career path out, or it was more like you were on the edge of tasting that freedom that it was kinda like who's trying to party?
Yeah, even through the venturing off and like trying to see what we can get into, we still knew our priorities. Like I said, I was in a scholarship program throughout my entire 4 years of high school. Shout out Riverside High School.
Riverside?
Yeah, our house.
Hey.
Yeah, like, even though we had our troubles, we kind of knew that we you know, our path was going to college regardless.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't have that choice. Like, I mean, tell me, you want to live in a house, you got to bounce. If you're not going to go to college, you got to bounce. Mm-hmm. So, like, yeah. Instantly as I left high school, I went, like, so if you think about it, like, in June, mm-hmm. I was already in a different school in September. So, I just went straight to school.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I didn't have that chance to really do stuff, but I don't regret it.
Man, I mean, all the life choices you make until this point, look where you at, man. You can't take any of that back. So, you know, with this, when did you guys actually tune into your calling? I'm going to call it your calling.
Yeah.
When did you two actually say, hey, you know what I mean? We feeling this music. Yeah. Let's put it together.
All right, so I'm going to take it back a little bit to where we first started listening to reggaeton. And it was acceptable in our household or in our car. Mommy got the CD Masterpiece because we listened to reggaeton here and there, but it wasn't like, my mom didn't really want us listening to that stuff because it was vulgar.
Yep, yep.
But Masterpiece came out, and Masterpiece was one of the first artists. Shout out to Rakim Ikenwai, who we met over there in the summer.
Rakim Ikenwai.
Yes, sir. That album was clean.
Mm-hmm.
It was more like romantic reggaeton when you're singing to the girls rather than to the streets. So we got into that flow and we started venturing into the reggaeton.
That takes me back to basement parties, bro.
Yeah, like, yeah. So that's where we're getting.
Yeah.
There was a basement party, and by that time, Arcángel was out.
Oh, and La Maravilla, bro.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Arcángel. He came out with a song, I think it was in El Callejón, and they just playing it, and I start rapping it. And then everybody stops, and I'm like, man, you can rap that whole verse. And I'm like,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, yo, that verse is hard. Like, hey, you should come. Why don't you come record at my studio? I'm like,
yeah.
So whatever, we fast forward, and I did go record, and then Noni came through, and then Noni got kind of into making beats because he wasn't really rapping at first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just making the music. I was just making pure beats, didn't sing at all. My mom got me this super dodgy Casio.
Okay.
It was horrible, man. It had like 11 sounds, bro. And I plugged that into the back of FL where I was making beats with this keyboard, bro. And that's all I did. I wasn't really a singer. It just got to a point where people were like, hey, man, you can sing too. You used to sing.
Well, you fooled me, dog. You fooled me, bro.
Oh, he's a singer now.
I thought you've been singing your whole life, man.
He's a singer now.
No, I'm a producer first.
Yeah. Well, I mean, damn. So then you guys, what age would you say that it?
That was around
2006, 7?
2006 or 2007, around there. Got you. 2008.
The year I graduated.
Yeah.
So with you guys creating this music together, and these are heavy hits, man. You've charted, the views, the streams, man, it's all come together. Individuality, what's your style compared to your brothers?
For me, man, I'm open-minded to everything, and I like my process is very different to everybody else's.
Yeah.
And I'm very in love with listening to music.
Yeah.
Like country to this. And I love to pick pieces of everything and
diversity.
Something that everybody would like, not just, you know, six people would like.
Okay.
Because I can make music just for me all the time. Mm-hmm. But that would be kind of selfish. Because what if people don't like what I make just for me?
For sure.
So I also make music for everybody else too. Sometimes it's good to make music for like someone who's upset or who's, you know, going down to something. That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to tell stories. So.
For sure.
Yeah. Noni is a sponge when it comes to music, man. His mind is crazy. He said he listens to all types of music, man. He lived in Belgium for how long? You live in Belgium?
What?
Half a year?
Yeah, like a little bit over half a year.
With who?
Myself. I was out there, like I told you, I went to college and I got some opportunities out in Europe.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I was living in Belgium.
Look at that. Let's talk about Belgium.
Fantastic. Shout out to all my Waktus.
Waktus.
my boys, Waktus.
Yeah.
Man, it's beautiful. I was working in an industrial, I was basically doing electrical engineering.
Okay.
And I was just installing machines, and they decided they needed people to do stuff in South America. And the company was based off of Belgium.
Yeah.
So they transferred me for basically training out there.
No.
And worst to worst, the South America stuff fall off.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, hey, man, you want to stay for a little bit longer? And just, like, you know what, I'm staying. So it was basically like a month.
Yeah.
So I stayed an extra 3 weeks. Then I got to go to Paris, Germany, Prague.
Dude, travel
what a
the
life,
world.
Man. What a life. That was just so cool. Different experience.
Well, good for you, man.
Thank you. I appreciate
that, that you need that type of exposure. Yes, no wonder you you grabbing all these diverse sounds and all that.
I've always that's like something I encourage is people to travel, man, and live the experience, because that's how you live life. That's how you get to see everything in the world, is just to live life and just go.
Yeah. Well, let's get to you.
Yeah.
Gago.
Yes, sir.
How's your style? What's your style?
Man, I think Noni put me on just listening to a little bit of everything. When Noni was in Belgium, he would send me all this music, and I'll be blasting in the whip. My boy's like, bro, what are you listening to? Like, what is this? I'm like, bro, I don't even know what language this is, to be honest, which was just a vibe. So I think we're very open to different types of music.
Yeah,
I'm over here singing you songs in French.
Yeah. There's all types of, of rhythms and melodies. And shout out to Rizzy B, Richie Allen, who is our producer. He sings country. Like, we just love to dabble in everything, have an open ear.
Yeah, that's dope. We had him on the platform. Yes, we shouted y'all. I also interviewed Riff. Okay, I just interviewed him. Yeah, great talent, man. And he does the producing side too. Yes,
I feel like it's a great story too, because he's a country artist making a reggaeton album. I think it's so funny. I think it's such a funny story to tell.
Yeah, it was. When he shouted you guys, it threw a curveball, because I'm like, you know about this.
He made the whole album with us, so.
He's a talent, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got to appreciate what's going on in Milwaukee. I've been saying it. There's a bubble here. It's about to go off. Yes. I mean, you guys are doing your thing. You got Richie doing his thing.
We're going to make sure to break that dome for sure.
For sure, man.
Yeah.
That's where it's at. But yeah, man, Richie doing his thing. You know, album's here.
Yes, sir.
Album of the year, man. Richie's amazing, man. I really appreciate him, because he let me do my process and didn't, like, rush me on it. He also allowed me to produce in his studio. And can you really imagine someone coming in to, like, touch all your stuff? Mm-hmm. He let me do it. Give me free will to do
I've been there.
So, man. I really appreciate him. And shout out to Richie Allen, man.
Yeah, man. He's a great talent.
Love him,
great
man. Talent. Love him so much.
Well, with your style, reggaeton, how do you feel it sets apart from other reggaeton artists?
It's nobody like us, man. We're just, first of all, we're a reggaeton duo in a thing that's, nobody does that anymore.
Yeah.
We're brothers. There's no reggaeton duo as brothers.
Mm-hmm.
We're from Milwaukee, small city. We don't come from Miami, not Puerto Rico, not from Dominican Republic. We don't got the exposure that they have out there.
Yeah.
So.
My just, boy Noni stepped the pedal on the metal, dog.
Just to give you guys just a little brief example on how we do stuff. Like, if we don't just go to the studio and say, hey, drop. It's months on a song, 6-7 sessions on a song. So when we talk about our music, I really take pride in it, man.
Mm-hmm.
I love it, man.
Absolutely. And I think to add what makes us different, like, we got, it just goes down to our background and to our roots that our mom instilled in us. Our music is 100% clean.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
We That's have, beautiful. It's quality,
totally
man.
I forgot about that, man.
It's 100% clean in this genre. And not to, like, talk down on anybody on the genre, because the genre was amazing. We do the music because we love that music.
Yeah.
But we wanted to do it different in the sense that it's clean, man. Yep. You can listen to it with your... with your kids. Homies, and then you can have your kid in the back driving them to school and share that song, which we've had people reach out to us and kind of just tell us stories that are just, man, it just keeps us going. Like, you able to vibe or bond with your daughter over an album that you were never able to do that if that album wasn't out. So I think it's real special.
Well, to be honest with you, it's the character in it. It's the quality one character. You know what I mean? Like, that, to me, it says everything. That's why... I bump you. I bump your tracks, man. Like, my kids have listened to your music. You know what I mean? I feel like it's just one of those things. Like, when you have... I'm Puerto Rican. You Puerto Rican. You know what I mean? You take a sense of pride that there's people you know out here doing... like, going after their vision, going after their dream. You know? Now, you say you in these songs, you're putting months of work in. Walk us through your creative process.
Let's give them a little simple. Let's just say we go to the studio for 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
In 4 hours, we did the beat and a hook. We are the producer's tired, so then we have to wait till next Thursday because he has to work. So we still have to wait. We're still normal people, you know.
Yeah, you still got lives.
So we still got lives. So we come back on a Thursday. That's already a week that passed.
Mm-hmm.
We got a session. We did the other half of the song. That's 2 weeks that passed. So it's just like we're constantly just trying to like. Make the best piece. We come out with like maybe what, 6 versions, 7 versions of the same song.
Yeah, we do.
Before we even drop it. So
that's normal for us. Yeah. Sometimes our producers are they get frustrated with us at some point till they hear the final, like till we come to the end, like, all right, man, this is fire. Like,
well, to be honest with you, you guys have this professional sound, bro. I don't know how to explain it, but it's just like I truly be believing, like, man, they already there. Like, I mean,
appreciate that.
It's within time, it's gonna come.
Absolutely.
You know, but it's such a professional sound. And I think with, like, even with content creators and people, you know, across the nation, you know what I mean? One thing people mostly lack is really caring about the quality.
Yeah.
It's the hard facts.
Yep.
But that isn't the case with you guys. You guys, I could tell in the sound. How do you incorporate traditional reggaeton into the modern reggaeton that you're doing right now?
I mean, it's hard because it's changed.
Yep.
Man, it's changed. Since 2002, man, it's changed so much, especially the drum loops and how you execute the drum loops. Because a lot of the cadences have changed and how you rap. Mm-hmm. You can't say certain, like, you can sound like an old school person, but it won't hit.
Yeah.
So you have to have a different cadence. We take pride in making sure that we have melodic, you know, sounds and that we're not very stuck to the whole just rap, rap, rap thing, you know. Yeah. People also like to hear your voice singing if you can sing.
Mm. What themes do you guys go with? Like themes, messages through your music?
So we don't rap about what we don't know. Like me and Noni, we can't rap about the streets because we haven't been in the streets. And we're not going to act like we were from the streets.
My boys out here putting real music out.
No, like we rap mostly about our love stories.
Yeah, breakups.
We rap about falling in love. We rap about falling in love and then breaking up with the girl that you fell in love with.
Yeah.
We rap about real life situations. The homies that we had that no longer are with us. They move different now. How we maybe move different now because of certain situations. We just rap about our lives.
Yeah. What's most important to you in the way you connect with your audience?
That they feel some type of freedom with what they hear, you know, because a lot of people don't know they have greatness in them. Mm-hmm. So I want people to feel greatness when they hear my music or feel like the euphoria, that climax. Mm-hmm. That's what I want them to feel.
Yeah.
Man, it's just like, it's to me, that's the part of music that gives me, you know, the chills when you listen to a song, it gives you the chills. I want them to feel that every single time. You're having a bad day, you put my song on, boom. Got the chills. Wow, I feel better now. Like, enlightened. Yep. That's what I want you to feel.
I just want people, I want to be an example of that you don't have to rap a certain way, dress a certain way, like, act a certain way to actually, like, have good music. Or, you know what I'm saying? I want our music. I take pride when our music is played at the club. Mm-hmm. And then I can hear it. I can get a video and tag at a school dance. They're playing our music at the same time, you know, the same song. I take pride in that we can do that type of music where it's hitting both worlds.
Yeah.
Without changing our characters or who we are, truly.
Got you.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot with you guys perform. You do plenty of shows. Last summer was a very busy summer for you. Do you remember your first show together? And what were the emotions that went through you guys?
Oh, first show ever together?
Yep.
Oh, man. This is like 07, 06.
We actually opened up for Julio Volta, which was popping at the time.
Damn.
Yeah. That was our first set. Shout out to everybody who participated in that. I remember they gave us a lot of opportunities to local artists.
Yeah.
And we were young, so a lot of us, or a lot of them didn't do that well. Obviously, it was their first show, but I still hear it to this day. Like, man, y'all been killing the stage since y'all first set.
Yeah,
we weren't nervous. We didn't stutter. I think we killed this.
Y'all
set,
brothers, man. Dog. Y'all got each other. It's different.
Yeah. And we're not scared of the, you know, we're supposed to get into arguments and talk stuff through. You know,
that's
how you make things better. You know,
so
imagine one opinion, my opinion. You know, we
can't agree on everything.
Clash. Sometimes we go in clash.
That's real.
That's the beauty of it too.
Yeah. Any pre-performance rituals y'all got before y'all hop on that stage?
Oh, yeah, we got to pray.
We always pray.
We got to
pray. That's nice.
Just kick it, man. We low-key, man. We don't like to, like, press it too much. We just sit in the back, talk, have fun, make sure all the girls are good, make sure our clothing is good to go, sound is good, you know.
Yeah, we're with our dancers, camera crew, our whole crew. We usually meet at my place.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we have food. We don't really drink. We don't drink before our shows.
No, we don't drink.
Yeah, we kick it. It's a vibe. Like, we chill. We usually call our uncle, who's a pioneer of
yeah.
Yeah,
reggaeton industry as a Christian rapper, BK Rap.
Okay.
Shout out to him. Much love to him. He always.
Let's do this. Yeah. We got to get him in there too.
Yeah. He's one of the GOATs. Yeah, we usually call him and he does a really big prayer over us, over the team. Mm-hmm. We probably do that at home first for a really big show. And then we do another prayer when we get there. And then right when we get on stage, me and Noni kind of give each other a little hug and pray it out and then go do what we do.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, sometimes I like close my, like you see me, I be closing my eyes and just like holding my hands up just to feel the moment, you know, to kind of calm and compose yourself.
Yeah, man, that was adrenaline when it hits. Yeah. I mean, I had my fair share. But it's, you know, everything, as much as everything seems that, you know, it goes good, a lot, you know, what were the type of barriers you faced beginning?
I was born with a lot of stuff, like severe allergies. As a kid, I was diagnosed with ADHD, with bipolar disorder. So, you know, they kind of tell you when you're young that you have this stuff, and you're like a bubble kid, and you kind of believe it. So you go through life kind of believing all this stuff that isn't true about yourself.
Believe
me. And when you become an adult, you know, you kind of start making bad choices and looking at life the incorrect way because they taught you something differently.
Yeah. I feel you on that, man. I'm ADHD.
Yeah.
So, man, yeah. Ritalin, Adderall, man,
that's every day.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, I feel like when you do get older, you come into who you are and you make the decisions, and whether you mess up, it's just another opportunity to correct and learn.
They show perseverance. It builds your character and decisions you make and how you move and all that.
How do you feel?
As far as our barriers?
Yeah.
So Noni talked about those, and there's always going to be barriers within yourself personally, with your psyche, with your mental, with your physical. And then I'll kind of speak on, since Noni spoke on that, I'll speak on like exterior barriers. We've had a lot of barriers. And as far as like people not wanting us to perform there, just from our genre of music.
Yeah.
We had a reggaeton concert, this and this happened, we're good.
Yeah.
Other times we're just not respected on stage because they see us as a young act. They kind of like just disrespect us. They start our times early when we're gonna do a big performance.
Yeah.
Damn.
I've had a security guy put his hands on me because he didn't want to let me on stage to check out the state. Like I wanted to see the schematics that we got were different.
Yeah.
So I needed to see where our dancers were gonna be, and I kind of came up a little early and I've been like, no, you can't come up here yet. Like, I'm the artist. Oh, yeah, but you know what I'm saying? You're not the artist. Like, that kind of treatment.
I mean, not too long ago, we had an event. We had a show, and we're supposed to have a back room, all types of stuff.
We
had a green room.
One of our biggest shows up to date.
Our dancers were, like, just outside the room. Like, they didn't get to have a green room. So, just, like, that really happens, yeah.
We have dancers. We have our bands. We have our
man, camera. Who we got to roll up on?
That's the struggle people don't see, you know. They don't really see that stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, with these shows, man, I guess that is a part you really don't see, man.
Yeah, to speak on that one's probably one of the toughest ones because it's one of our biggest shows up to date. And mind you, like we're excited, we're ready. We do our prayer at home. We pull up, and they're like, "Hey, this artist has all the green rooms. You guys can stay outside in an alleyway, basically."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm like, my girls need to change, man. They doing their hair. Like, I got my drummers need to set up. Yeah, like y'all gonna have to figure that out because we're busy in here. Like, y'all can't come in here. I'm like, what,
man?
So I have my girls doing their hair in an alley. I have my it was crazy, man. But we go on stage, that's not gonna affect us at all, man.
Yeah,
we probably turned up harder than
you got something to do it for, man.
Hyped us up that day.
Well, you know, with these performances, comes collaborations.
Yeah,
who have you collaborated with? And on top of that, who's a dream collaboration that you guys would like to?
I'm just going to start from scratch. Which was my camera right here? Kali Uchi. I want to feature with you. All I need.
Raul Alejandro, what's up, man?
So those are my future collaborations. But right now, I work with a couple of people.
Yeah, we're very open to features. We want features, of course. But we've had so many projects that we've been back to back to back, non-stop. And if we finally got something going, we're gonna drop it in our next project. kind of our first feature, really. Our second feature.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. second.
Because we featured, shout out Rizzy B, our producer. We had to put him on the track.
Yeah, he got two songs on our album, so.
Yeah.
There you go.
And honestly, this is our second project that, you know what I'm saying? It was just one project that we put out. This is our second project coming out.
Yeah, and
out,
this
so.
Next one coming out, nobody even knows. Nobody even knows, man.
No, well, we do.
You do.
Now we do.
Yes, now they will.
What milestones or highlights stand out for you in this journey you've been on?
It's interesting because when you make music, people think like you want to make money or like that's like your goal. Since I was a kid, my goal has been to like be on a microphone mm-hmm. and have people shout my song for me.
Yeah.
To hear that.
Like, I've heard it.
That delay come. That's all I want. That's all I want, just to feel that. That's my life goal.
Yeah.
Yeah, my life goal.
Yeah, I think for me, it's really big for me to be able to have our music play at the club and have our music being played in front of your daughter, your son, your cousin. That's huge. When we first came out with our album, we had a vision board or a goal board. We're really big on that.
Yeah,
vision
boards.
Everybody should do that. We set our goals. Like, it was like get played on a radio station, two radio stations, Towers. Put us on rotation, hopefully. We had two performances that summer. That's what we wanted. And then long term, I think it was like 2 years out, let's aim for Summerfest and let's aim for like Mexican Fiesta, Puerto Rican Fest, of course. Yeah. And then we did two shows here in Milwaukee, and then our third call was to open up for Lunai at Summerfest.
Okay.
I'm talking about within a span of like 3 weeks. So we were able to cross out our goals that we have 2 years out. We did that probably in like 4 months.
Wow.
We were blessed. Well, man.
Great, man.
Yeah, man. It's beautiful.
How has Milwaukee attributed to your success?
It gave us all of our success, to be honest. You know, shout out to Kenny Perez, who has really been a staple to help us and to just guide us through
my boy
the
out
routes,
there.
You know,
been on a
man, that's definitely the GOAT. I think he's the Milwaukee GOAT. It's Milverine and him, in my opinion. Milverine and Mr. Kenny Perez.
Yeah. Shout out Breezy.
So Breezy too, man. That's my brother. You know, Milwaukee's been nice to us. You know, coming in a genre that's first Spanish and secondary. You know, you don't really hear a lot of people singing English. I didn't expect to get a lot of love.
Yeah.
And man, we had a very diverse crowd, which is very interesting for me, at least, because I've been to Puerto Rican concerts. It's very rare for you to see American people at a Puerto Rican concert.
Yeah.
And we see a lot of
man,
people.
Man, we've gotten...
Who come, you know, and they don't even know the songs, and they just...
They're there.
Getaway Noni, man.
It's the rhythm, bro. It's the energy.
Language, man.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, with that, you mentioned Kenny Perez. Who have been mentors and influences? I can imagine you feel like your uncles, Kenny, like I said. But who else do you feel like have been mentors?
BK Rap.
BK Rap?
Look him up, man. He's a pioneer of the reggaeton overall. Christian rap. He's amazing, man. I think our family, for the most part. What about you, Noni?
No, yeah, it's true. It's just the family. We're really tight. I don't know if you explained this to you earlier, but we're 25 of us here in Milwaukee, like in our family.
Oh, wow.
So we run basically everything through ourselves.
So that should be. Yeah. I mean, it's a beautiful thing. You got the network. You got the small circle.
Yep, you got the small circle. That's what makes the team effective too.
For sure,
we got our family in the team. So,
you know, with the busy schedules you have. You go through ups, you go through downs. What keeps you both motivated, ambitious, the drive, the fire?
For me, I just think like I'm not gonna lie to you, man. I work out of school all week, so it's exhausting, it's draining. And then, for example, today I worked, got ready, came here to this interview. After this, we got the studio.
Yeah.
So we gonna be there pretty late. But I mean, I may be tired, and sometimes I'm exhausted. But then when that final product, you hear that final product, man, it's you like, ooh.
It's a rush.
Yeah, it's that feeling that you get when you make something like that special. You know it's gonna be special.
Yeah.
We take pride in what we do too. Like when we're doing these videos maybe we'll talk about that in a little bit. The stuff that we've been making, it just really is fulfilling to see it all come together. And like Noni said, our family, and we consider our team our family now too.
Yeah.
Shout out to our team. When I see everybody coming together and everybody, you know, moving and doing this, putting their piece, it's beautiful, man, and it keeps you motivated.
Yeah.
Man, yeah, at least for me, you know, I take pride in creating, you know, and be able to create and with freedom, because you have ADHD.
Yeah.
So you must know, you must understand, like, imagine having a job, working a serious job with ADHD and wanting to make music all day. Music is in your head. Like, you can't really concentrate, and people don't understand that. So I really take pride in just creating things that, you know, are bigger than what people imagine. Like I said, 6, 7, 8 sessions for a song. I really take pride in that, man.
People don't understand it, and this is me speaking on the ADHD. You know, you got all these ideas that are going back forth, where the normal person could just grab.
Yeah.
And with us, it's grab and we missing. Oh, we finally caught it. But you know what I mean? Losing attention. And I truly feel that, because like up until 3 years ago, because it's going on 3 years, I started really sticking to a routine. And that has been how I've been able to get this far with this platform. And it's, I really have just stuck to a new path of doing things. Yeah. And, you know, it's something, it's a blessing in disguise, I feel, because it's brought out the very best of me, you know?
About the greatness in you, brother.
Well, let's speak on your music.
Yeah.
Both of y'all. You say you got a new project coming out.
Oh,
let's touch base on the. You don't have to give out the names, but
let's do it. This is the first time we're going to give it to you. This is the first time we talk about it.
Okay. All right. So what's the project called?
It's called Frontera University.
Okay.
It's something a little different. I don't think anybody's really ever done this that I can think of off the top of my head. It's a mixing between a film and an album of music.
Okay.
So we're going to mix the film, the episodes that we're going to drop with our songs. So
that's beautiful.
Yeah, it's kind of like a short series short films where the main idea or the concept behind it was instead of having the music video be like the main focal point of the song or like explaining the song, we wanted to lead up, have stories that lead up to the song. So we kind of recorded it backwards where the main focus is the lead up to the song, and then the song give you visuals, but it's not like, you know, it's not, you know what I'm saying?
Kind of
like,
I feel it, dog. I feel it, man.
Yeah, yeah. So we went with Frontera University because Frontera was our first song, that kind of
our first hit single. Yeah,
we stopped doing music for a while, and then we came out with Frontera because our friends kept like, yo, what are y'all new? Why are you not dropping? Drop some music, man. Drop something. So we dropped Frontera.
And that went viral.
That thing had like 74,000, and this is SoundCloud, 74,000 streams in 2-3 days.
And SoundCloud, you just drop stuff and it gets 2 views. Like,
It could only get 2, you know what I'm saying? So
look me up, dog.
That song was special, and Noni had this idea of recording at a school. And we were blessed with the opportunity to do so, and everything just started falling into place.
That's fire.
Yeah, man. It's basically like you know Rebelde?
Yeah.
It's Rebelde, Elite, you know, just Fresh Prince, just kind of all in one.
It's smooth. It's urban. It's there, just, man.
We're giving, like you said, you enjoy the films. The way we record stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy that as well, and I enjoy the process of like mixing the art with the art.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, it's such a cool, man. I'm really excited for you guys to see
all this stuff. We got to act a little bit. Noni's an actor, man.
Hey, you ever need some actors, dog, hit me up,
I got
dog.
You, for sure.
I'm not shy about all it.
Right. Season 2, I got you, bro.
Well, you know, with this busy schedule you have going, what do you look forward to right now? As far as you said the new project, but what are you looking forward to as far as just in general?
Just the process, man. I'm really looking. I want to, you know, go on tour. I want to wake up early. I want to not sleep. I'm looking forward to that process. I've been itching for that my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
So knowing that I have this product that can get me there, you know, that's it's like that itch, man.
Yeah.
The itch, man.
Yeah, I look forward to dropping these new tracks, man. I'm really proud of some of these tracks that we're gonna drop.
Mm-hmm.
In the sequence that we're dropping them in, there's some fire tracks, and I'm really excited for. And I really take pride in the fact that me and Noni, anyone who listens to our album, kind of sees that we don't stick to just one sound. We like to dabble in different genres and switch it up a lot. So we were able to do that in these next couple.
Oh, this album for sure is a fusion of, man, whatever you can think of, man.
Yeah,
we have all types of stuff in there.
Yeah.
Well, you're successful.
Thank you.
All the way around. What does it mean to you both to be successful Latinos from Milwaukee giving these heavy hits to the bigger cities like Miami, like PR, like LA, like New York. And don't ever think, you know what I mean? I always feel like you should always feel in your element.
Yeah.
You should always be the star player.
Yeah.
What does it feel like to be a successful Latino duo that's basically giving people a run for their money?
It feels great. You know, it also, believe it or not, we're very humble, man.
Oh, for sure.
We affirm and we have our affirmations and we make sure that, you know, we convey that to people too, to, you know, affirm and do affirmations, but we also very humble. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we just take it light, man. We just take life light, man.
Yeah.
Sit back, you know, enjoy the process. You know, people live life, man, 1,000 miles per hour lately.
Yeah.
It's just like everything is just a...
Mm-hmm.
So we're more laid back.
Gotcha.
Yeah, man. I think when you spoke on it, we're very humble. But I also feel like we have to. It took me a while because I think
you got
to
give yourself a
my team kind of called me out on like, hey man, yeah, we get your humble and stuff, but you guys are doing really big things, man. You guys should be proud of what you're doing. You guys need to sit back and like look what you've done so far. So humbly, I think me and Noni are probably the best Spanish artists.
Not probably. Be respectful.
We are the, and what I say that is because the amount of work that we put into this, how serious we take it, the pride that we take in it, the steps that we take to do it, the whole process, everything that goes behind the success
that people don't see.
It is a lot, man. And yeah, man, we do this, and it's hard, man. It's not easy.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Most people think, oh, you just all putting content up all day. Nah, man. If people could understand what it takes, it takes over an hour to set up. You know what I mean? This whole setup right here. Before anything is done. Then we got to come up with the look, the way we pitch. It's just, I could relate to you guys on so many. As entertainers, you know? But when you get that finish, it's just like, yes. Where do you see yourselves in the next five?
Next five, man, I see myself.
This is a vision board right now.
Yeah, definitely. I manifest, man. I see myself with a Grammy. I see my brother with a Grammy. You know, I see my mom, you know, in a better, bigger house.
Yeah.
I see myself, you know, healthy and mentally better every day. I see my brother, you know, I see him for sure.
I gotta say,
I see him in a fancy way, bro. I'm already knowing this guy, bro.
I gotta say, since the first time I met you to where you at right now, brother, good for you, man.
Yeah.
You know, you husky, now you looking in shape, bro.
Money put a lot of work in.
I just realized, I'm like, dog, get it.
Thank you. I had to lose weight. We started going on stage. Mm-hmm. I had fatigue, man, really bad fatigue.
Sure.
And not just that, COVID came, man, and just...
Yeah.
I don't know what it did. It took away all my taste. We went to Burger King to get a burger, and it tasted like oil. I was like, what is going on?
I don't know, but Noni, bigger Noni, he had a flow, man. His swag was crazy.
Oh, that's crazy.
No, I always respected you. Don't get
Big
me wrong.
Noni was dope,
don't
man.
Get me wrong. Don't beat my ass, dog.
That's crazy.
I've always respected it, but I am very happy for you.
Thank you.
You seem healthier. You seem, you know,
that's
more.
That's what it's about. That's, you're that's, active the, main, and, that's the main thing.
Really.
Health.
How about you? Where do you see yourself in the next five?
Man, like I said, I want to be worldwide. We're going to be worldwide. I see kids listening to our music and us being a better example than a lot of other things that are out there.
Yeah. Man, well, I got to say, I'm proud.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm proud. Man. Even though I just met y'all and y'all like, don't fucking say you proud of me. No.
Love,
but I really am proud. I mean, you inspire me. You seeing your success is kind of where I'm at. I'm in a different realm, but the trajectory is still the same. We all aiming to get to the top of that mountain, and until the next mountain comes, you know. And you know, watching you guys just effortlessly, you know what I mean. Like, that's how it feels like. With the music you're creating, the product you're putting out, what advice would you give to aspiring artists, aspiring youth that are coming up right now?
Well, you have greatness in you. So, you know, you are brought to this life with a purpose to manifest that purpose through you. So I suggest that you create, that you do what you like. and that, you know, don't always follow the rules. Follow your heart first. That's what I say.
Yeah.
Because I did that, and look where I'm at now, and I get to have freedom with my emotions. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't get to do that because they work 9 to 5.
Yeah.
They got to come home and, you know, they got to chop it up to the family. Hey, you know, you don't really get time to think about yourself. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, just like, it goes back to being yourself, but it also dabs into what Noni's saying. Don't feel the pressure to act a certain way. Don't feel the pressure to follow the trend on TikTok. Be the trend. I think when you are genuine and you have a vibe to yourself, which everyone has inside, like Noni said, everyone has greatness inside. Yeah. Just let it out, man. Don't be afraid to let it out.
Yeah. Well, I will say this. It's been a long time coming, but I'm super happy we finally made this.
Man. I'm happy too.
Likewise.
Yeah, man. I'm rooting for your success. The more you guys go forth, it's inspiration, like I said before. And you know, we here.
Tamo aquí.
You here, motherfuckers.
Oíste.
Hey, well, wepa. And you know, I'm a fan. Always gonna be a
likewise,
fan.
And likewise, we're a fan of you too, man. I actually, you know, I'm a content person. I enjoy content, man. And so yeah. I appreciate what you're doing, and I appreciate you making stuff that, you know, people can listen to all the time.
Oh,
you
for
in
sure.
In the car, you know, you
mm-hmm. watch
thank
it.
Thank you
listen.
So much. I appreciate you.
Brother. Yeah, man. I appreciate it, man. Well, with that being said, thank you again. Spearhead out.